listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Bernie DeGroat. Maybe you think climate change is a global crisis, and maybe you don't. Whatever your opinion, it makes economic sense for businesses and consumers to embrace new opportunities that climate change will continue to bring about. In his new book, Climate Change, What's Your Business Strategy?, University of Michigan professor Andy Hoffman says business leaders shouldn't think of climate change as an environmental issue at all. Instead, they should think of it as a market transition.
Climate change began as a scientific issue. A bunch of scientists decide that something's going on in the atmosphere. Then it moves to the realm of policy, international and then domestic. But in the ultimate end trajectory of that is in the business market and the business environment. So what I'm talking about in the book is not corporate social responsibility. It's not doing the right thing per se, in quotation marks, but this is about business strategy. This is about your market is about to shift. There's going to be a price for carbon. It's going to change the price of energy. It's going to change the price of all the products that are made with that energy, all the products that are made with fossil fuels as a feedstock, and that impacts virtually every aspect of the market. So you can try and motivate your company to shift on this by talking about social responsibility, but really in the end, this is an issue of straight business strategy. If you want to motivate your company, the core of your company, to really take this issue seriously, you have to connect it to the bottom line. If you're in Procter & Gamble and you're trying to convince people in the company that this isn't a serious issue, you have to convince them that the consumers want it and that product markets are going to shift. By the same token, making the do the right thing argument does have value in terms of brand reputation and, more importantly, internal morale. And the companies that I've talked to who have really taken these issues on seriously are really excited about the boost that they have gotten in their recruiting efforts. Patagonia loves to boast that for every opening they have 3,000 applicants. Jeffrey Immelt at GE says that their Eco-Imagination project has really helped their human resources, their recruiting efforts dramatically, and it's helped retention as well. So connecting to your employees' values is a good thing. I'm not saying throw that out, but when you boil it all down, there has to be a business case to make this thing go. And it's not hard to make a business case right now.
Hoffman says there are many climate-related actions that a company can take to improve its bottom line.
The first step is to figure out your carbon footprint and figure out what it will do to your products and processes. And in processes, broaden your perspective to think about, for example, the buildings you work in. Right now, in this country in particular, the opportunities in energy conservation and efficiency will actually yield paybacks that are far better than the Standard & Poor's 500. The amount of money you can save on just thinking more seriously about how your building uses energy, it's very strong. And as price of oil goes up, those arguments get even stronger. And if there's a price for carbon, they get even stronger still. So right off the bat, buildings, that's an easy area to start to focus on, some real serious low-hanging fruit. The first place that you can really start to think about energy efficiency is in lighting, incandescent lights, shifting over to compact fluorescents. And quite frankly, the next technology is right around the corner. In about 5 years, it's going to be light-emitting diodes. And all those compact fluorescents, we're going to talk about all the mercury that's in them, and light-emitting diodes don't have it. If you're building a new building or retrofitting, you can start to think about your heating. In everybody's house right now is a hot water heater heating hot water for nobody who's home. And there are things like tankless water heaters, instant hot. You can start to move to geothermal. Solar technologies are starting to come down in price, but wind is there. Some of the easiest stuff is actually in building insulation, even the building code. The insulation standards are really the baseline. They're not business practice. This is the minimum you need to do to be acceptable, and the minimum just isn't good enough, especially with the price of energy the way it is.
Hoffman says that if you think of climate change as a market issue, then you must recognize that there will be both winners and losers.
If your products cost more to make than your competitors because they started to think about energy efficiency before you did, then you can find yourself disadvantaged in a marketplace. If your products use less energy than your competitors, you may find your consumers buying your products more. Another area where the battlefield will take place is in the area of policy development. We have an expression in the book. It's an old Oklahoma expression, but it says if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. And companies are lining up at the policy table to influence what the final form of a climate regulation will be. If you're not there and your competitor is, I can guarantee you your competitor's interest will be in that policy and yours will not, and you will lose in that game as well.
While some companies will not survive the market shift caused by climate change, Hoffman believes this should be a time of great optimism for the corporate world.
Right now in the public debate, all you really hear about are the people whose interests are going to be compromised by climate change. But I'll tell you, to me, this is an issue to be optimistic about. If business is not involved in finding a solution, there will be no solution. It's as simple as that. And when I talk to my students, the young people coming out of college today, they're excited to be focusing on this issue, that business is out there, they can come out and they can affect the world in a positive way. So I don't look at this as something damaging to the environment per se. This region of the country, GM, Ford, maybe it's going to hurt, and that has ramifications to it. I'm not downplaying that. But in a market shift, there's opportunities right now, fantastic opportunities. And the state, in fact, is starting to capitalize on that. I have a friend who was in China and just saw a commercial, Jeff Daniels, touting Michigan as the new green state to bring your business to. And this is the new technology and the new industry to jump in on. So I look at this with hope. I look at this with optimism as a point of excitement that the market is shifting and the opportunities are really exciting.
Andy Hoffman is a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business and the School of Natural Resources and Environment. He is also Associate Director of the Erb Institute for Global Sustainable Enterprise.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.